I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New research looked at brain scans of patients before and after they got COVID and found that those who did get COVID had more loss of gray matter in the brain than those who never got COVID. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Spring Central Newsline by Dr. Michelle Monge, professor of neurology and neurological sciences at Stanford. Thanks for talking to us today. So tell us a little bit more about this. Are these people who just incidentally happened to get brain scans before they got sick?
This was a really important study that drew upon an incredible resource in the UK. There is a longitudinal study in which many, many people are getting cognitive tests, brain tests, genetic tests, just as part of a biobank. And that afforded the researchers the opportunity to look at people who had already been tested with brain scans and cognitive tests, and then to examine them again after they happened to develop COVID of various severity.
Okay, so tell us how much gray matter they were losing, and did it impact their lives?
Yeah. So, you know, it's becoming really clear from many different epidemiological studies that COVID can have very substantial effects on cognition in lasting ways. And, you know, aside from this study, in other retrospective studies looking at lots of people over the last 2 years, it seems that early in the pandemic, prior to vaccination, as many as 1 in 4 people might experience lasting cognitive impairment that really does affect their lives and their ability to go back to work or school at the same capacity that they previously had. This study looked at a fairly large group of people before and after COVID and found not only evidence of cognitive impairment in cognitive testing, but also many different structural changes in the brain. These were relatively subtle. The gray matter loss that they described is on the order of a couple of percent change, so it's not a massive change. But when you consider all the different places in the brain that they found exhibited these changes, it really does suggest that even relatively mild COVID might be having lasting structural and also functional effects on brain health.
See, that's incredibly frightening.
It is, and it you know, really demands that we understand, you know, at a very detailed level how that's happening. And there have been a number of studies, actually some from my own laboratory and many from laboratories throughout the world, trying to understand how COVID, even if it doesn't infect the brain, might influence brain health. And as we understand those mechanisms, the hope is that we'll be able to develop, you know, therapeutic interventions to restore the brains of people who have suffered from COVID back to their pre-disease baseline.
If we're seeing some of these brain impacts, though, for folks even who have mild COVID, I mean, what does it tell us about vaccinations?
So one of the really encouraging sets of data that have emerged in just recent months is that the rate of cognitive impairment and of symptoms of, you know, persistent or long COVID in general seem to be much less in people who are vaccinated who have then breakthrough infections. And I think that all of this data really encourages people to get vaccinated to protect themselves from COVID. And I will point out that this study that we're talking about and many others that have shown this persistent cognitive impairment were based on studies of people who contracted COVID prior to vaccinations being available. These were people who got sick, you know, in the early part of the pandemic before vaccination was available.
Okay, we've got to go in a sec, but does the U.S. have a similar bank of brain information?
Not as comprehensive as this, but other more focused efforts are supporting what this study finds. There clearly is an effect of COVID for some people on brain health in really important ways.
Thank you for talking to us. We appreciate the time and your expertise. Of course, Dr. Michelle Monge with Stanford.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.